Look at yourself, man. Look at yourself. What am I going to do today to change what I see in this mirror?
I'm trying to find more of myself. And the only way I can find more is to silence the world out as much as I can, because it's getting busier every day. It's getting faster. I put my phone away and I go dark. I go dark a lot, and it's because I have to find out. I'm on a journey of life, and we all have a different journey. I like to take this four-lane highway, the easy highway. We all love that four-lane highway. We always step over the shovel. That shovel, I made my own path. But going through this path of life, this journey over here that you make yourself, that's incredibly difficult, and we're afraid. It's easier to accept the fact that I'm just not good enough. You have to go into those dark chambers that we often shut off, and you got to open them up. Fail, and you're going to be in your head. You're going to be saying, I'm not good enough. And it's how you get through that. It's how you get through that on a daily basis when that thing is saying, man, I'm 43, I've done so much. You start to become civilized. The refrigerator gets full. You start making money, and you start, I'm not getting cold anymore. I'm retired. At 40, people shouldn't be playing basketball or football. Or at 43, I'm still putting 100-mile weeks, still doing thousands of pull-ups, thousands of push-ups, because I'm not allowing myself to become civilized. The worst thing that can happen to a man is become civilized. You want to be uncommon amongst uncommon people, period. You start putting yourself in situations that suck, you'll find yourself. I'm big on being with yourself. I want to be forever proud of who I was as a man and change who I used to be. The liar, the insecure guy, the guy who can, whatever. I want to be proud. If I die now, if I die at 80, if I die at 90, 100, I want to look at myself and say, I'm proud of myself. I believe in patience. I'm a patient dude. I can watch a piece of grass grow for 20 years. Because I know that this is how you get somewhere in life, by being that monk-like mentality, being able to watch something grow very calmly, patiently. I can't go any faster. We do that to our brain. We put a governor on our brain. It's like we feel pain, discomfort, suffering, all those words that we hate to say because we're in this happy, peaceful world we live in now. We stop. We slow down. And if you can get through these different barriers and gain 5%, 2%, 3%, that 40% becomes 60. At 60% becomes 70, 80, and 90. And then you'll hopefully one day near 100. That dreamer mentality just would always fuel me. It would just fuel me, man. What if I can be a SEAL, man? Now I run 205 miles. What if I can go? How would that feel? You have to go into those dark chambers that we often shut off, and you got to open them up.
Be the hero of your own movie. If your life was a movie and it started now, forget about whatever financial disasters you've had, personal failures, relationship failures. What would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that. Do those things. We define ourselves far too often by our past failures. We look at our past and we say, well, that's me. That's not you. You are this person right now. You're the person who's learned from those failures. And you can choose to be the hero of your own movie right now. Write down your goals. Write down things you want to improve. Write down things you won't tolerate from yourself. Write down things you've done in the past you never want to see yourself do again. And go forth from here as the hero of your own movie. Build momentum. Build confidence and momentum with each good decision that you make from here on out. You can do it. Anyone can do it.
I found peace on the opposite end of finding myself. And no one really finds themselves without going through trials, tribulations, suffering, accountability. And accountability is suffering. Being accountable every day for doing it right, for yourself, for the people next to you, It's miserable. It's hard. So, you know, even the smallest details.
Well, I'm going to just make an addition to the thinking part. Mind, brain, body. The most primitive organism on the planet are bacteria and cells like amoeba. An amoeba has all of the functions that you have. An amoeba has a respiration, digestion, nervous system, reproduction system. An amoeba even has an immune system. So single cells are like miniature people. And in the world of an amoeba, the amoeba has to live in the world. It has to read what's going on. Is this a good place to go? Is there food here? Or is there something scary? So the amoeba doesn't bounce. It moves in the direction to give life. So it has to read the environment and adjust the biology. Cells created us. We were made by the intelligence of cells. Every one of us is made out of about 50 trillion cells. A human body is a community of cells. The community of cells create the nervous system. The nervous system is to read the big environment and then send the signals to the cells to tell them what to do. So the reality is your cells do not see the real environment we're living in. They see your interpretation, your thought about that environment. Is this a safe environment? Then 50 trillion cells say, good, I'm very happy, I'm in a very safe environment. But if you have a picture of fear, then you're sending a signal to the cells to get ready for protection and get ready for fight or flight. So the function of the mind, brain, body in the other level than what Sadhviji has just said is, how do I coordinate the community of my cells? Should my cells be healthy? Should they be afraid? Should they be in love? Why? Because their expression is our expression. So if I send them messages of fear and concern, then they are like inside getting very nervous about what to do. And fear and love are the opposite behaviors in a cell. Love, open, take in the love and bring it in and grow. Love is a nutrient. Fear, shut down, close off, get in protection. And I say, well, you can't be in love and in fear at the same time, because love is open and fear is closed. So our mind-brain-body relationship, in addition to all the wonderful spiritual aspects that Sadhviji is talking about, has a mechanical role. What should my cells be doing? They cannot see what's going on, but they're going to have to move the community from here to there. And so they need to organize their behavior to make my behavior. So all of a sudden, your thoughts are not just contained in your head. Your thoughts are changed by the brain into information that then goes to 50 trillion cells and tells them what's going on. And the problem in our world today is fear. Will I have enough? Will I have food? Will I have health care? Am I safe in my world? And I say, this closes the cells down, because fear means protect yourself. But you cannot live in a closed world. You have to take in nutrients. You have to take in love. You have to take in these things. And so the biggest problem on the planet today, 90% of health issues are not because there's anything physically wrong. It's because the signals that we are sending to the cells are not supporting growth, happiness, and health. And all of a sudden it says, oh my goodness, then the mind and the brain are profoundly important, because they determine everything below your head, what's going to happen. And when you live in the world of watching the news, being on the internet, reading a paper, and everyone wants to tell you, be afraid, be afraid, be afraid, that is what has caused the healthcare crisis on this planet. And when you can let go of those messages, then you can send messages of love, health, and harmony. And I know this in my own life, because as I said, once I started to recognize, why should I be afraid? I am creating. If I'm going to create, then why would I create their story? I want to create my story. That means we have to have control over the mind. Control over the mind? Here you are. Yoga is control over your mind. Don't let your mind run away with other people's stories. You have to create your own. We have to let go of the belief that other people tell us this is a scary world, a threatening world. It is only scary when we believe it is scary. You change your belief, you change your life.
Meditation is the biggest gift that I can give anyone. And I would say more than anything, it is whatever reason for success I've had. Because it allows one, back to the two U's, I'll clarify. What I mean is that in your mind, we think, what do you want? And the reality is, when you look at the neuroscience and psychology, that there are different parts of your brain that want different things. And so, in the simplest sense, there is the logical part of your brain that you're conscious of, it's called the conscious, and you think you're being logical and you want to make those decisions. And then there's the subliminal, below the limbic system, part of the brain, which is the emotional, and it's not as conscious to you, but it has more of an influence on you than really the logical one. And so they're not aligned. And so when you're experiencing that pain, or let's say the ego, right, there were two main things. You got an ego barrier and a blind spot barrier. If you can get past your ego barrier and you get past your blind spot barrier, you can accomplish anything, because you also know that you don't have to do everything, you don't have to figure it out yourself. You can take in from other people the different ways to approach things in the best possible way. And so the realization that we all are really struggling with ourselves, and to think which is in control. Meditation helps to deal with the alignment of those two things.